Last April, I was in the United States, and a number of controversial issues were happening there. The decision to close down the space shuttle program was getting locked in, and President Obama was about to make a policy speech at the Kennedy Space Center in order to better explain his rather controversial policy. And several days before he went there, there was a rally held called Save Space. This was very much in favor of human travel in space, and to some degree was against the Obama policy. Now, we've heard some of this rally on the previous four space shows, and in those past four programs, we heard politicians, pastors, and astronauts. Well, now it is the turn of children and educators. Our compere will be George Mitikarian, President and Chief Executive Officer of Parish Medical Center. And already several of the speakers at this event have referred to their desire to inspire young people to strive for success in their lives. So it was appropriate that some of these youngsters were invited to address the rally. Now, you should be made aware that when an American educator refers to STEM, they are not referring to part of a plant. STEM is their way of lumping together science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. However, just as a plant's stem supports the bulk of the plant, educators see the STEM subjects as essential supports for a vibrant, progressive society. And we now head over to that rally and see what's happening.
I'm now proud to introduce School Board Member Robert Jordan, who is a 31-year veteran worker in the Human Space Flight Program right here on the Space Coast. He is the parent of two children and the District 1 representative on the Brevard County School Board, serving 3 years as their chairman. Please welcome Robert Jordan, along with students from the STEM program in local elementary schools.
Thank you very much. You can bring the students on. You've heard from a lot of adults today, and now it's time for you to hear from our students, the future of our city, our county, and our nation. The first group of students will be Vanessa Hermana, Vincent Scotty, and Jana Larmore. They are three-floor Space Grants Consortium students called STEM program: science, technology, engineering, and math.
Good afternoon. My name is Jenny Larmore. I attend Lake Center Community College as a biology and life science student. My goal is to continue on to a PhD, and then to become a research scientist, and then to be a U.S. NASA astronaut. Having grown up in Florida, I have actually been fortunate enough to watch a lot of the shuttle launches and rocket launches in person. And not only was I able to watch the launches, but I was also able to participate in many programs sponsored by NASA, Girl Scouts, Florida Space, Florida Space Grant Consortium, and many others. These included sleeping under the Saturn V rocket, where I was able to dream about going to the moon and the Mars, and I want to see it done soon. Last May, I also had the privilege to attend the NASA Space Florida Academy, which encouraged me and inspired me to continue reaching for the stars. At a very young age, I had a huge interest in NASA, and it opened my eyes to the universe. I was able to ponder questions such as, what is, what if, and how, and strive to answer the questions. It is the NASA program that inspired and has fostered my love to follow STEM and space. And without that program, my life could be very drastically different, especially this NASA program. I am actually able to follow some of these goals. I'm the first person in my family to have a STEM goal. And if we do not work on the space program, we cannot have our STEM programs in the future, possibly. We need to inspire this next generation, which requires having our space program. The NASA space program has a huge impact on my life, your life, and so many people's lives. We need to keep our space program. Thank you.
How's everybody doing? Ladies, gentlemen, and distinguished guests, I've been invited here today to give you a brief speech of what engineering means to me as a student. I've always wanted to become an engineer from an early age, partly because my father used to build skyscrapers in New York City, and partly because I grew up in a magical time. The time was when, as a child, I would watch NASA send men into space and finally land a man on the moon. Most men my age can remember wanting to be an astronaut, but I was more concerned with how to build the rockets and spacecraft the astronauts would use to accomplish their goals. Engineering to me is not a career, but a dream. NASA was a big influence to me in making my decision of going back to school at my age to get my master's degree in computer engineering. I was too young to be part of NASA sending a man to the moon, and with proper funding from NASA in the future, I hope to be part of sending men to Mars before I get too old. NASA is not just a government agency. NASA is part of our patriotic pride of being an American. So please, write your congressmen and senators to save our space program. Senators and congressmen, please convince your colleagues and President Obama it is a matter of national pride to save our space program at a time when national pride is lacking in the average American due to the economy. I would like to take this time to thank Brendan Gannon and Tony Gannon and Dr. J.D. Mujerif from Florida Space Grant Consortium for inviting me to speak here today. Thank you.
Some of the most endearing speakers were the children from an elementary school.
Enterprise Elementary has a teacher whose name is Ms. Meredith Lovegrove. I guess she has a few fans over there. But she asked some of her students to write about why space is important. I received 59 essays, and to me, these three were the best. So Sophia Lopardo, Morgan Cantaloupe, and Kevin Nolan, with no D, will be speaking to us today. We'll start with Sophia.
Dear legislators, my name is Sophia Lopardo, and my uncle works at the Kennedy Space Center. I attend the sixth grade at Enterprise Elementary School in Port St. John, Cocoa, Florida. As you know, about 50% of people in Port St. John or Cocoa work at the Space Center, not including the people who travel here from other cities or towns. I feel that if you take KSC away, Port St. John will become a ghost town. Please keep your promise and save our space. I would not want to leave PSJ, so please do not shut down KSC. Keep us number one in space, please. P.S. I will miss the sunny weather if I have to leave. Sincerely, Sophia Lopardo.
And we'll be returning to Coco in just a moment.
Barney is a dog. He looks like an ordinary dog. Barney doesn't do tricks. But with your help, he can go to guide dog school and learn to perform miracles. Turn a special dog like Barney into a guide dog. Give to guide dogs now. Call the Guide Dog Association on 9854-4444. 9854-4444.
Dear legislators, my name is Kevin Nolan, and I'm a sixth grader at Enterprise Elementary School. Both my parents work at the Space Center. I believe that my dream is to one day sit on the moon and look down at Earth and gaze upon the stars. I believe that me and many others deserve a chance at this dream. So really, my dream and my parents' jobs are in your hands. So please keep your promise and keep mine and many others' dreams alive. I was at the space rally that recently happened, and that proves even more how much I care. Don't you remember when you were a kid sitting on your grandfather's shoulders, telling him your dreams just as I tell my father mine? Please keep mine and many others' dreams alive, and keep your promise.
Okay, the last young lady we'll have is Tabitha Hadley. She's a 4-H speech program member, and she's going to talk about how the space program affects our lives. Tabitha.
My fellow Americans. To quote an enthusiastic young President Kennedy, but why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we are willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one which we intend to win. The great explorers Lewis and Clark set out to explore new lands, making that journey in the spirit of discovery, to chart a way for others to follow, and to learn the potential of that new territory. History has shown that America is made up of people who are visionaries and great risk takers for mankind. Without the space program, how can I or someone in my generation aspire to set foot in space so that we too may soar to success? America has undertaken space travel to understand the vast territories of space and its benefits to the human race. That quest has brought new discoveries that touch all of us, such as advantages in weather forecasting, the GPS that's found in mom and dad's car, communications, computers, robotics, and electronics. They help extend the quality of life with improved MRI machines that can all be traced directly to the space program. Mankind has been touched by the dedication, hard work, and risk that space workers have made since the beginning of the space program. It's that spirit and exploration that makes America great. So please, America, let the journey continue and don't stop believing.
That was Tabitha Hadley, and a heartfelt plea there. And I have an interview with her coming up later in this program. What followed now was an adult plea for the value of the space program, and it was given by Robert Jordan, a member of the school board of Brevard County.
Children are our future. In 1962 at Rice University in Houston, Texas, President John F. Kennedy reaffirmed America's commitment to landing a man on the moon before the end of the decade. The president spoke about the need to solve the mysteries of space and also defended the enormous expense of the space program. Since that time, man has not only touched the face of the moon, but inhabits a man-made satellite that more than 15 nations are building in space. And yes, the cost has been enormous. But I want to say to you, it is a small price to pay to inspire students and teachers to embrace math, science, and engineering education. What is the cost to the United States if we throw away opportunities to motivate the next generation of scientists in ways that the first space race did? And locally, what is the cost to Brevard County? The effects of the loss will devastate and cripple this area. That is obvious. We have been battling a fiscal crisis unrivaled since the Depression. Cut the space program and tax rolls will be down even more, and unemployment rates will soar even higher. The consequences of this action are unimaginable, and it will hit us in the ways that we haven't yet fathomed. Brevard Space Coast is the world as the, is known as the world as the gateway to space. Visitors flock from all over to watch history unfold before their eyes. Tourism will be severely impacted. Our livelihoods are in jeopardy. The space program defines our identity and is embedded in our souls. We have named our schools to commemorate the dreams made possible by the combined efforts of several generations who have inspired us to explore beyond our earthly realm. Our students learn, grow, and thrive in an environment fueled by our love of technology, where making the impossible possible becomes reality. What happens to those dreams? What happens to the next round of pioneers? Perhaps, most importantly, what legacy are we leaving? Do we stop progressing while the rest of the world moves ahead? Is that what we want for our children? We have led the way, and yes, it has cost a lot. And the price has been more than dollars. Do you just turn your back on those who have lost their lives for this cost? I urge, I implore, and yes, I plead to you, Mr. President, to reconsider this path. The future begins at this moment and will be determined by the choices you make and the actions you take right here and right now. Technology is advancing exponentially. We blink our eyes and something else has been developed or discovered. I can't imagine that we, the United States of America, want to pass out on being a part of the next big discovery. As a member of the school board of Brevard County, I'm well aware of cutting corners. We have had to rethink our way of doing business and to search for alternatives to do more with less. But not one time did we say we cannot provide our children an education. Last Monday, I watched the shuttle soar into space. The sight, the feel, the rumble, after all these years, 31 years, still takes my breath away. As it soared toward the stars, and the rising sun illuminated the plumes of smoke, my heart sank as I thought that this glorious scene may come to an end. That is a cost that I don't think we should be willing to pay. Mr. President, fly the shuttle until we have a viable alternative. Fly the shuttle until new technology can be developed. Fly the shuttle so that we don't depend on the Russians to fly our American astronauts into space. Mr. President, we, the American space workers, are the best at what we do. We are up to the challenge. Keep us flying. Thank you very much.
That was Robert Jordan, a member of the school board of Brevard County. Now, I asked you earlier in the show to get a pen handy, because here's what you can do to help save space.
Thank you, Robert Jordan. So, folks, what can you do? Let's talk about that briefly. You can visit www.safespace.us to get all the information you need on this subject. You can write a letter to the President of the United States. As our Senator George Lemieux said earlier, this eventually will require a vote of Congress, 218 votes to approve the budget. Encourage your friends and family who live in other states and districts to write their members of Congress and Senate so that when the vote comes up, it is in our favor. Sign the banner that is over here today. Join the Facebook page, Save America's Space Program, and follow everything that is going on at Save Space on Twitter. Just a few of the things that you can do.
Our host then moved up at this Save Space rally in Cocoa, Florida, to introduce a singer who had a very, very inspirational song.
Dennis Lojas wrote and has performed many times the song he is about to sing in tribute to the space shuttle team and our astronauts. Dennis has been part of the shuttle program for 31 years as an engineer. This video can be seen on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dennis Lojas.
Was 24 years ago on a warm September morning. I walked down by the river, shouldn't have stayed up in a wood barn, tossing around a football to my four-year-old son. He stopped in his tracks just as he started to run. Well, there from the eastern sky, a loud rumble came that day. We saw the shuttle pierce the clouds and disappear on its way. My son asked with a gleam in his eye, "Dad, what makes that spaceship go?" I said, "A lot of things I don't understand, but this much I do know. It's raised off the pad by Americans who said, yes, we can. Guided by imagination and the innovation of man. It's fueled with the pride of my friends who have touched its many parts. And it's flown by a crew who's our family. And the sacrifices they gave will forever be embedded in our hearts. How many years have gone by, and that young boy became a man. He realized his childhood dreams to be part of the space program. Now we go to work at KSC, and we each do our needed part, like the thousands before us who were there from the very start. Yes, we've seen every launch together since then, and he's still there by my side. I gotta admit, it fills me with emotion that at times it's hard to hide. And I'll never forget that one day as we stood in the midst of a watching crowd. I heard him repeat the words I once told him to a friend he said out loud. You know, it's raised off the pad by Americans who said, yes, we can. Guided by imagination and the innovation of man. It's fueled with the pride of my friends who have touched its many parts. And it's flown by a crew who's our family. And the sacrifices they gave will forever be embedded in our hearts. Mission's almost over. All good things must come to an end. We all knew that it would happen, but we just didn't want to know when. Now soon that bird will be resting from its long majestic run, surrounded by its cousins on the floor of the Smithsonian. Well, it's a marvel of technology. It's a tribute to man at its best. It's the envy of other nations. It's what separates us from the rest. My grandkids asked me how we did it. I know just what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna tell them the words I told their daddy, 'cause I still believe in them today. It's raised off the pad by Americans who said, yes, we can. Guided by imagination and the innovation of man. It's fueled with the pride of my friends who have touched its many parts. And it's flown by a crew who's our family. And the sacrifices they gave will forever be embedded in our hearts. And the history we all were part of will forever be remembered in our hearts. It's raised off the pad by Americans who believed in a dream, and the memories the program gave us are because of the dedication of the finest, yes, the greatest shuttle team. Shuttle team, oh, you know what I mean. A shuttle team. Thank you.
That was Dennis Lohaus, and he was singing there his song, which he apparently sung quite a few times, and it's called Majestic Shuttle. For a time, that particular performance, which I saw at the Safe Space Rally in Cocoa, which is in Florida, near the Kennedy Space Center, was available on YouTube. However, I believe you can still get the sort of video clip version of that song on YouTube. So the song to search for is Majestic Shuttle, and the singer's name is Dennis Lohaus. That's D-E-N-N-I-S, and surname is L-O-H-A-U-S. L-O-H-A-U-S. Wonderful song, that. Well, we're going to wish back there now as they wrap up the Safe Space Rally in Cocoa.
Thank you for being here today, especially our elected officials, speakers, performers, and presenters. I especially want to thank you, people of the Space Coast, who we all admire, respect, and appreciate. You're the greatest. At this moment, we don't know what the future holds for America's space program. But here are some things we do know. America has made a monumental investment in our space facilities. The experience, ability, training, and professionalism of the people who work in America's space program cannot be duplicated and must not be lost to our country and the world. You have worked in our nation's space program in whatever role, are an inspiration to everyone on this platform, everyone attending this event, and you should be an inspiration to everyone in this country. Let's let our voices be heard. With that, after the retiring of our colors, we are concluded, and thank you again for being here today. Now please stand as the Astronaut High School Junior ROTC Color Guard retires the colors and closes this afternoon's program. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And with that, the students picked up the flags and marched out of the stadium carrying them, and thereby concluding this event. Shortly, we're going to have some interviews that are recorded just after that, still in the stadium, still in the Cocoa Expo. And first, though, I think you should listen to this message.
Hi, this is Delta Goodrum for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. I mean, on stage I love pushing the limits, but off stage it's a different story. Get behind the wheel after you've been drinking, even if you're a little bit over, and you're in real danger of causing a crash and possibly killing someone. That someone could be your best friend. So if you plan to have a few drinks, plan for a designated driver who won't drink or pool your money to share a taxi. You'll make the road safer for everyone.
On the space show this evening, we are at the Cocoa Expo, where a rally called Save Space is being held just a few days ahead of President Obama's visit there to make a major policy speech at the Kennedy Space Center. Earlier in the show, we heard from Tabitha Hadley, who made a very impassioned plea for space, and for part of it, she sort of mimicked President Kennedy's speech. So I caught up with her, and this is how our conversation went.
Mike, would you like to identify yourself?
My name is Tabitha Hadley.
Welcome to the space show.
Hi.
You gave a wonderful speech a few minutes ago. How did you come up with the idea of it?
Well, the space people gave me the topic, how the space program affects our lives. And that's how it all happened. But I had help with it since it was on such a short notice.
How long did you fit?
Three days.
You did so well in 3 days.
Thank you.
And you chose the Kennedy theme, or did they choose that for you?
They chose it for me.
And how old are you?
11, turning 12.
And what school do you go to?
Bombay Elementary.
And you've been a fellow of space all your life, or is it a new interest?
Oh, it's awesome. That's a great thought.
Can you ask that again?
Have you been a follower of space for a long time, or is this a new interest for you?
This is a new interest for me.
And you'd like to go to Mars or the moon?
Yes. That would be cool.
Well, thank you for joining us on the space show.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
That was schoolchild Tabitha Hadley at the Safe Space Rally. A few moments later, I caught up with Paul Partikas. He was a candidate for the United States Congress.
Hi, could you identify yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Paul Partika, and I'm a candidate for District 24 U.S. Congress. Democrat running in the race against the incumbent.
Could you tell me your views on space and space exploration, and as far as your role as the representative goes?
Well, I've been involved with the space program for at least the past 5 or 6 years. I think we need it. It's important to this part of Florida. It's important to the state. It's important to the country. We must maintain space leadership. And this is something we just have to do.
I noticed a great feeling amongst the people here. In Australia, you wouldn't get maybe 10 people to a rally like this. What turns Americans on to space?
I think when there's a passion about something, and I think it's what the space is all about, passion. I think if you have passion, people come out. And this is one of those things that everybody cares about. And not just here in this part of Florida, but I think throughout the country, Huntsville, California, all these places that are involved with the space program. We need this for our own responsibility and our own reputation.
And what's your view of Obama's budget proposal?
I think, like all budget proposals, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. This time, we need to revise it and make it better for the space program.
So if you were to meet Obama during his coming visit here, what would you say to him?
Revise the budget, make it so that we're stronger in the space program than it is right now.
Well, thank you for joining us on the special.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And God bless Melbourne.
And he was referring there to Melbourne, Australia, not Melbourne, Florida, which is just a little bit down the coast. Next up, I caught up with Clifton Layston. He is the Youth and Music Minister for New Life Christian Fellowship Church in Titusville. And I was curious to know what inspired this particular rally.
Could you identify yourself, please?
My name is Crispin Layston. I am the Youth Music Minister at a church at New Life called New Life Christian Fellowship in Titusville, Florida.
Welcome to the Space Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
You sang here at this rally. What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, you know what? We just believe our church and our pastor, Pastor Larry Linkus, at New Life Christian Fellowship, we believe in this, in saving space. We believe in saving the jobs in this area in Brevard County and actually throughout the United States. And that's why when they asked me to sing and to put some music together, it was such an honor to be a part of something so great. And we're just believing that President Obama will hear us, see us, and see this video and see this taping and hear what we've done, and hopefully it makes a difference and changes his heart to save this space program.
The music you sang, what was the inspiration behind that?
Well, in the early part of the service, all the songs that we've sang was centered around God. And I believe in a great God, a God that loves us, and he overlooks us, watches over us. And we were giving praise to God because he's in control. He's in control of our future. He knows what's going to happen with the space program. And also the song that I was asked to sing later on in the program called I Believe I Can Fly was talking about they wanted to have something for these little kids who are wanting to endeavor to be in the space program in the future, and something that would encourage them to believe that they can reach for the stars. I Believe I Can Fly by R. Kelly.
So you believe that space offers hope for the future generations?
Oh, I do. I do. This. It just offers so much more. It's more than just a shuttle. It's so much more. The space program and all the things that we have, and the reason why we're modern and a lot of the technology that we have came out of that space program. And I really believe in it. I believe it's our future.
And if Obama was here right now, what would you say to him?
Please save space. Please make a difference. Make the decision to endeavor to go to space, to go to the moon, to go beyond, and because it's not just for now, it's our future.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
And I was speaking there with Clifton Layston, the Youth and Music Minister for the New Life Christian Fellowship Church in Titusville. Titusville is a town just slightly inland from the Kennedy Space Center. It's on the shores of the Indian River, and a very smelly Indian River, I might add. And I was staying there for a month in the town of Titusville. Now, if you'd like to see some pictures of this rally, then head to the Southern FM website. That's www.southernfm.com.au/space. So www.southernfm.com.au/space. And there you'll find pages for the Space Show. And from there you can link through to the Florida Diary. And at the Florida Diary, I have posted some pictures of the show that was held there at the Cocoa Expo. Well, in a few moments, we're going to go and have a little summary, because this has been our fifth program at the Save Space Rally. So we'll just have a little summary of it in a moment.
The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne, 88.3 Southern FM.
And now we head for our little summary of the Safe Space Rally.
We gather here today in support of a great team of workers at the Kennedy Space Center. A team of multi-talented men and women living and working and dreaming and drawing from 50 years' experience of American human space flight.
We are the Space Coast, and it is not in name only. This is what our backyard, this is what our hometown is all about. It's about innovation, education, and technology. We are showing the world that space is our future, and we want our kids to be blessed with the exact same opportunities that we're blessed. Thank you so much for letting us come by. Let's have a great day.
When I've come to the conclusion that we Americans should return to the moon in less than 8 years. And in doing so, let's develop the capabilities to explore our sister planet Mars as soon as possible.
I'm saying, Mr. President, can you tell me what your vision is? Can you tell me what the goal is? Give me a destination. I need a timeline. We need human space flight. You agree? We need human space flight.
The administration can propose what it wants to propose, but it's got to get through the United States Congress. And these members up here, Democrats and Republicans alike, every single one of them in Florida, is not going to let us cut manned space exploration.
I support all of our elected representatives who are saying that we need to move forward with commercial spaceflight capability, but not at the expense of NASA. We need to keep our space shuttles flying. We need to keep Project Constellation on track until we develop a new vehicle to take us into deep space by NASA and develop the capability to serve low Earth orbit by the commercial spaceflight companies. To prematurely shut down the space program and prematurely cancel Constellation would cause us to relinquish our lead in space. If we give up our leadership in science, technology, and engineering in this country, we give up our leadership in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it, we live in a world where leadership is very important.
Referring to the promises to close the gap between space shuttle and Constellation and to keep America first. Well, space is our Golan Heights. It's our military high ground, and we cannot cede it.
We need a plan that will inspire the next generation. Not moving the chairs around on the deck of the Titanic, but a real plan that will inspire generations to come to be astronauts, engineers, scientists. We need an A-plus plan, and the plus needs to be some of the things that Mr. Posey and I have suggested in the legislation that we have introduced. Extend the shuttle, help the Constellation survive, or at least make use of what is good and helpful to us as we go forward.
We've done our jobs. You've done your jobs. It's time for this nation and this administration to share that accountability as well. Step up with the resources, the funding, the commitment to keep us flying in space.
Mr. President, fly the shuttle until we have a viable alternative. Fly the shuttle until new technology can be developed. Fly the shuttle so that we don't depend on the Russians to fly our American astronauts into space. Mr. President, we, the American space workers, are the best at what we do. We are up to the challenge. Keep us flying.
How can I, or someone in my generation, aspire to set foot in space so that we too may soar to success?
It's about whether we're going to continue to be a world economic superpower. It's about whether or not we're going to continue to be a world military superpower. This defines us as a country, and we cannot and will not allow this to change. Mr. President, don't tear down our space program, build it.
It's raised off the pad by Americans who said, yes, we can. Guided by imagination and the innovation.
That was a musical and voice summary of the Save Space Rally that was held at the Cocoa Expo Baseball Stadium in Cocoa, Florida on 2010, April the 11th. In order, you heard the voices of Pastor Larry Linkus from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church in Titusville, Mike Haridopoulos, a Florida State Senator, John McBride, a former NASA astronaut, Robin Fisher, a Brevard County Commissioner, George Lemieux, a United States Senator, Winston Scott, another former astronaut, Bill Posey, a member of the United States House of Representatives, Suzanne Cosmas, another member of the House of Representatives, Bob Springer, a former astronaut, Robert Jordan, a member of the Brevard County School Board, Tabitha Hadley, an 11-year-old school pupil, Jeff Kottkamp, the Lieutenant Governor of Florida, and rounding it out there musically was Dennis Lowhouse, a singer and Space Center engineer. And that has been our fifth and final program on the Save Space Rally.